Hey, this is the No Bullshit Watchmaking Show. Today we're going to be talking about finding work as a fresh graduate from school. Today we got a question from Jerry. He's an independent watchmaking student, I believe. He had mentioned or he had asked how to find work. This is a good question. This is a very, very relevant question that I felt like a lot of you guys would actually benefit from as well. So, having said that, let's get started. So, first things first, as a student, for a lot of you who are actually already in school, the first thing you should already be doing is doing internships. When I say internships, I mean things like messaging people, contacting people to see if you can apprentice under them. I understand that's going to be relatively hard if you're in school because you also have to factor in a part-time job, okay? But start setting up relationships. Start talking to people that you'd want to work for. That's key number one. Key number two, throughout the whole process, document your journey. Have a track record. You want to have something. You want to have, think of like your platform like Facebook or Instagram. Instagram is probably your best bet as a watchmaker or as a student. So when you're on Instagram, document your work. Document everything you're doing so that when you do approach these people, you can say, hey, if you want to take a look at what I know how to do, or if you want to take a look at what I've learned, please take a look at, you know, so-and-so's, my Instagram, so-and-so, here and there, so that you have a track record, and it's not just some boring resume. And believe it or not, sometimes you can amass a great following, and I've seen a lot of relationships get built because people are on Instagram. They're searchable, they're findable. So that's two, okay? I would definitely approach the Instagram stuff, just documenting your work. Don't worry about creating content. Just document your work. If you're having issues or anything, document that. Again, like I said, double down on your transparency, and employers will see that as a valuable trait. Believe it or not. Believe it or not. Okay. Third, right now, let's just hypothetically assume that you are already a graduate. Let's say you're already outside of school. Depending on what school you graduate from, some employers will almost pick you up immediately. You will not even have a chance to look for a job. Sometimes these employers will want to seek you out. So it just depends on what school you're coming from. If you are not in watchmaking school yet, there are a couple schools in the USA. I go through an entire list in my book, 100 Plus No BS Watch Tips. If you need to find a good recommended school, I highly recommend Heinrich Korpela. He's definitely outside of the States and outside of USA, but that's what I'll take a look at. Now, once you're graduated from school, a couple things I would recommend you do. Immediately, if you do not have a job, start contacting all the local jewelers around you, contact all the watch repair businesses around you, and call them up. Don't be afraid to call them up and ask. Now, once you call these places, do not be afraid to volunteer. Do not be afraid to do a postgraduate internship. There's nothing wrong with doing internship after you graduate from school. Most employers will actually just want to see, most employers are actually very, very stingy in terms of payment, in terms of how much they want to pay or how much they want to, or if they want to pay someone or hire someone. So sometimes volunteering your time and internships shows them a profit that they otherwise wouldn't have realized. And just tell them, you know, that here are my hours. I want to work with you guys part time for free, just so I can get experience in watchmaking. Devote maybe 3 hours a day. The best times were probably around 3 to 6, or it depends on what time you guys are available. You know, 3 to 6, 3 days a week, and do it for about 3 months. It sounds cost and time efficient. It sounds like it's cost and time inefficient for you, but trust me, once you get your foot through the door, most of the times it's a lot easier to get a job from there. You have no idea how many times people have hired people just because they volunteered first. That's actually how I got my first job as a watchmaker. I volunteered my time first, and then I got paid afterwards because they realized the quality of the work that I was doing. So that's one. You could definitely do that. The second one is I would definitely approach... it depends on how you want to go about it and what you want to do. Some people, they really want to work for brands. Some people, they just really want to work... they just want to repair watches. Some people, they just want to do small jobs. If you want to do small jobs and you want to do battery changers and stuff like that, I would recommend any local jeweler. Just go up to them, look for any reputable jeweler, preferably a family jeweler, preferably a business that's been in a company that's been in business for almost two generations. Probably that shows you a given track record that they're not going to disappear overnight. Those are some good companies I would definitely approach. Another one would be approach these watch collectors. You know, approach these, go to these watch events, go to these watch collector events, go to these watch get-togethers. Most of the time, when you tell someone you're a watchmaker or you're a watch technician, or if you tell someone you're a horologist, most of the time their ears will perk up relatively quickly, and they'll want to pick your brain. The main important part, though, for you guys, if you just graduated from school and stuff, is to be humble, have humility. You know, when you approach these guys, tell them the truth. You know, hey, you know, I'm new to this scene. I just graduated from so and so. I'm a watchmaker. And I would love to work on watches. I would love to, you know, work on different types of watches as much as I can. I love it so much that, you know, I'll do a couple for free first. And just don't be afraid to do free work in the beginning. In the beginning, the free work will come back tenfold. Karma is practical, if you had to put it in that sense. Do it. Don't be afraid to accept free work. Some people will be hesitant at first, and maybe you should, in the beginning, it depends on what your level is. Again, you know, everybody's different, but approach it in a practical sense. You know, I'm not telling you to do free work on a Patek Philippe. I'm telling you to do free work on an Etic caliber. You know, like, do free work on a watch that uses a simple movement that you've already been working on. You know, any watch that you're proficient in or any watch that you're fluent in, don't be afraid to do free work on that. And I understand sometimes you can't pick and choose, but don't be afraid to go out there with the humility and transparency to let someone know, hey, I don't have that much experience, but because I don't have that much experience, I'm willing to do it for free. I'm willing to build up my portfolio. I'm willing to build up my experience. And I would love to build relationships. And trust me, in the world of watchmaking, word of mouth is almost king. Word of mouth is very, very influential as a watchmaker. Your word is your bond. You know, your reputation will precede you in watchmaking. You will have been heard about long before someone has even met you. So keep those things in mind. Honestly, keep those things in mind. Do not be afraid to work for free. The watchmaking world is extremely small. Believe it or not, like, the watchmaking world is extremely small. Watchmakers know each other. Almost every watchmaker knows someone that knows someone that knows someone that knows you in the watchmaking world. That's one thing I learned when I was growing up in watchmaking, was that your name, your reputation, the way other watchmakers judge you will make its way to other watchmakers long before you ever meet someone. And especially in an environment where your average watchmaker is retirement age and they're, 60, 70, 80, it's not uncommon to find someone around that age, where, you know, when you're a fresh graduate from watchmaking school, you're probably, I don't know, it depends on your age. You could be 20-something, 30-something, 40-something. You know, sometimes it's second, third, fourth career choice for someone. But long story short, start building your portfolio, start building your name, and trust me, when you start doing quality work, if you're a good watchmaker and you do quality work, your name will come back tenfold. You'll get repeat work, repeat business because of your reputation, because of your work. And just be careful of that. Be mindful of that. And hey, if you mess up on someone's watch, be honest, dude. This is the early part of your career, so I would approach it in a very transparent and with humility. Do not be afraid to tell someone right away. Do not be afraid to tell someone what you plan on doing. Do not be afraid to tell someone what you plan on doing. And just, if you're uncomfortable with working on a watch, then a specific watch that you don't know nothing about, either you will attempt to tinker with it and fix it, or you don't. But again, at the end of the day, right now you want to mitigate your costs. So the last thing you want to do is have an expensive watch broken because you couldn't fix it, or you broke something in it. So approach that with very, very good selectivity or selectiveness. That's one thing I would definitely, as a disclaimer, I would definitely put out there for you as a beginner watchmaker. Things like that, I would go to a lot of these, horological society events. Go to these, if you have a chance, go to the Horological Society of New York to take a look at that. I would definitely approach some watch making fairs, approach some brands if you need to. Sometimes these brands, they need watchmakers, and believe it or not, you just randomly can't find the watchmaker. So there could be plenty of watchmaking brands out there that need watchmakers. There could be plenty of micro brands that need watchmakers. There's plenty of watch companies on Kickstarter, on Indiegogo, that probably need watchmakers. A lot of these new brands nowadays, they need to find watchmakers, and sometimes you just can't. Sometimes people aren't on LinkedIn, you know. You can't just randomly walk down the block from Starbucks and find someone as a watchmaker. That's the beauty, and that's a pro and cons of being a watchmaker. Your job security is ridiculous once you get it, but the key thing is getting it. You have to be able to be found. You have to be able to be found, which is also another reason why I recommend you documenting on Instagram or documenting on social media, Facebook, etc. Having a LinkedIn account is probably just as important as a watchmaker, because traditionally people look for you there. So these are some things that you'd want to probably take a look at. I would definitely recommend doubling down on this. You might not find much success in the beginning days when you first do it. So let's say you start tomorrow, you might not have success right away. You might not have success for a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. But I can guarantee you, if you keep at it, you will find work. I guarantee you that. I can guarantee you that. Some people, they try these things and they come back and they complain, oh, they don't work. It didn't work. Maybe because you only tried it for 2 days. Okay. So put in your time, put your head down and work. Okay. Put in the hours to contacting these people, put in the hours and working on your craft. And I can guarantee you that you will find work eventually. You will find work eventually. If you approach it with the same tenacity, you will find work. Trust me. If you half-ass it though, it won't work. If you half-ass it, the proof is in the pudding. And that's it, folks, for today. If you actually liked what you listened to, if you liked what you heard, I actually go over a couple more in my book, 100 Plus No BS Watch Tips. There's this entire section on how to get an apprenticeship under a watchmaker. I would definitely check that out. There are a lot of other little tidbits, and if you have any questions or any specific techniques, or if you're coming across specific gatekeepers or issues when you're doing this, please send me a message and we can figure this out, and you know, we can do another part two version of this or whatnot. But other than that, if you want to find out more information, I'll check out nobswatchmaker.com. Other than that, have a great day, folks, and take care.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.